Пожалуйста, вам слово. Спасибо. Это заседание имеет... Оратор говорит не в микрофон. Попросите, пожалуйста, оратора говорить в микрофон.
The main problematic with the implementation of the DDPA is that it is not available to political decision makers, to the audience, to the media, and to the people and NGOs. It is not actively promoted as the central instrument in the struggle against racism. And that the disinformation campaign, which is outrageous, so full of lies, has not been countered. Nothing has been done by the Office of the High Commissioner to counter this disinformation campaign. So this is the critical issue that we are facing with. The group of eminent experts has made very concrete, substantial proposals for an outreach program to support the mobilization of the implementation of the DDPA that was highly appreciated by the Intergovernmental Working Group on the implementation of the DDPA that followed what the General Assembly had requested. And then when it came into the resolution of the Human Rights Council in 2021, it was influenced by the massaging from the Secretariat that it should be a little bit reduced and converted into a communication strategy. And finally, it was included the basics of an outreach program of the publishing and promotion of the DDPA and to publish the program of activities for the decade. I think we should have this clarity that what was presented here as the communications strategy is following a particular narrative in completion of the little attention to the DDPA, because the DDPA is controversial and therefore it's not attractive to discuss the DDPA. We can do all these things without the DDPA, and that's a certain problematic. And it's a problematic that there was no explanation on the request that is contained in the last Human Rights Council resolution that was adopted in October 2022, which says, request the Secretary General and the Office of the High Commissioner to implement fully paragraphs 32 and 34 of General Assembly Resolution 75237 of 31 December 2020 on outreach and public information campaign for the commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the DDPA and follow-up thereto, including by increasing efforts to promote the true nature of the text of the DDPA. So here we have the member states in the Human Rights Council who made this categorical statement in October last year. And I think it's important to know this. And if we do look at the specific mandate that was given in the resolution of 2021, it says that this communication strategy that should be inclusive of an outreach program. It is that which is the core of the matter, and that would have included the publication of the DDPA, and in particular the publication finally after more than 8 years, the program of activities of the International Decade for People of African Descent. The Office of the High Commissioner, despite the calls and the requests of the Intergovernmental Working Group, of the member states, NGOs, have decided that it is not of interest to publish the program of activities in an easily available brochure form. And this is one of the requests in the first resolution. As nothing has happened on these things, then we have the request that is there in the resolution of last year, which specifically requests the Office of the High Commissioner to publish a program of activities of the International Decade for People of African Descent in an easily accessible brochure form in the official languages of the United Nations for wide dissemination, and invite states to publish translations thereof. And now, 8 months after the start of the year, then this brochure has not been published. Now, 8 years into the international decade of the for people of African descent, the Office of the High Commissioner has simply refused to publish it because there are certain observations regarding its content which they are not satisfied with, and which some others are not satisfied with either. But it should not be the role of the Office of the High Commissioner to decide what in the General Assembly resolutions and adopted programs is not suitable for public dissemination. And furthermore, we have the request in this resolution of last year that there would be published the DDPA and the Durban Review Conference and the outcome of the 10th and 20th anniversary in a book form, an updated one of the publication that is not any longer available, and that has not been published either. So I think that these are questions that we want to understand, because it seems that this program and this has a narrative which is there to support activities which are not based on the DDPA, but on the idea that you can do the same things without mentioning the DDPA, as like the International Day for People of African Descent, where there is a specific statement in the General Assembly resolution that regular budget resources not be used for this purpose. Thank you.